God calls us to persistence in prayer. God values persistence and perseverance. In fact, He calls us to them. Jacob's perseverance this night earns him a blessing, a name, and a limp. We'll come back to the limp later. Time and again, God urges us to persist in goodness, in hope, and especially in prayer. Take these passages as just a tiny sampling. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep searching, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, Holman Christian Standard Bible. The Bible encourages us not just to present our requests to God, but to present them repeatedly. Let's take a closer look at Jesus' classic parable about the persistent widow. I know you're probably thinking, I'm reading a book about waiting. Persistent widow is my middle name. Great storyteller that Jesus was, I imagine him telling this story with an affectionate smile on his face, maybe pulling off a funny impersonation of a feisty old woman. Who doesn't know a little old lady down the street who just won't give up until she gets her way? Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly.'" Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Always pray. Don't give up. The lesson of the parable is clear. God doesn't mind repetitive prayers. In fact, he invites them. But unlike the judge in Jesus' story, our God is not unjust or uncaring. He is a compassionate father who loves justice and wants to see his children happy. Our persistence proves that we are serious, shows him what we really want and need. When I think about this from a parenting perspective, it makes sense. My children make dozens of requests every day, sometimes hundreds, till I feel like a pinball being boinged around kid to kid. Tie my shoe, ping. Where's my toy, ping. I need cheese, ping. I need to go. Many, perhaps most, of these requests are passing whims, not true desires. When my oldest child was nearly four, and believe me, it still thrills me to be able to speak those three beautiful words. My